And welcome to the first episode of the No Named Podcast Yet. We have our two guests, our two hosts, I should say, Steve McCullough and Kirk Shepherd. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Chad.
Good afternoon. Good day. Good evening. Whenever you're listening to this podcast, whatever works for everybody. This is the first one. I'm sure it's going to be very colorful and enlightening.
And crude.
And crude.
There's always that possibility.
That's true.
No filters.
No filters. So
no filters. We'll try not to say any bad words.
Well, we're not on the radio, so that's the good part. Well, say okay. Whatever you want.
Not too often.
Not too often. Yeah. So this is mainly going to be Steve and Kirk talking, but I wanted to introduce you guys. And there's no name for this podcast yet because, one, you want to see who's listening, and two, let your listeners of your podcast help you come up with a name idea.
Yep, that's the whole theory behind this podcast. So we need a little input for us two old guys talking, which we might bore you to death and you might turn us off in the first 2 minutes, but we'll try not to do that.
We'll at least try to keep it enlightening, entertaining, but for the most part, you know, enlightening.
So my idea for a podcast name would be Two Grumpy Old Men. But you guys are never grumpy, though, so that didn't work.
Well, you ain't been around us all day either, so.
Yeah, or when there's been lack of sleep. But,
yeah, reach out to Steve or Kirk. You know how to get a hold of them. Give them your podcast name ideas, and they'll go from there. But we're going to go with your guys' first one. I want to introduce you to. That's what I started off with. And your first episode is going to be titled Local Affairs. I can't wait.
There's so much to talk about, Steve. Where could we possibly start?
Well, when it comes to local affairs, we're just going to look out the window where we're sitting right here, and we're going to look at these tore-up streets, which this city needed bad. But as I was coming in here, there was a dump truck went across, and the dust was flying, and I would think the local merchants would want the water truck killing the dust a little bit so it ain't. I can see out their windows, you know.
Well, perhaps that would help a little bit, since the good Lord hasn't given us any water for a while.
No, he hasn't. But, no, I mean, it's an inconvenience to everybody. We understand that. But this city is far overdue to have this done.
Oh, my gosh. Way overdue.
Way overdue. I had a question posed to me from couple of merchants, who is responsible for damage unknown when you're digging, that you're going to happen to hit a water line that nobody knows it's there, or a structure that cracks, or something like that. But who is, I know it'll get fixed, but who's liable for the expense to fix it?
Well, that's a really good question, and I wish I'd had an answer to that, but if it wasn't cracked or broken before, I suppose that it would be up to the construction people to at least put it back to what it at least was, or better.
Well, you'd assume that, but I'm sure somewhere...
Well, we know what assume does.
Yeah, but yeah, assume will get your ass in big trouble.
Well, I'm getting ass out of you and me, but you know, hey...
But when you're working all around old structures, and they are digging right up against them, I mean, there's no sidewalk. I mean, they're right there, and, you know, I see where they're putting, I forgot what they called them, in the ground to support trees and that kind of stuff, and I'm all for that. I mean, it makes the city look nice, and I know a lot of people are complaining, but you got to figure what's probably been 100-plus years since any of this has ever been done.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, this is original equipment.
Yeah.
You talk about, you know, OEM, original equipment from the manufacturer. Yeah.
Absolutely.
you're seeing some quality stuff being dug up 100 years ago. They knew how to do it back then.
You are. And the crew that's doing it, Helms, out of Finley, I've known Larry Helms for many, many years. I used to race with him, which is beside the point, but it's a good family, it's a good company, and they'll do whatever it takes to make sure things are right, you know. But who's the liable for it that is a question that I have not heard an answer from anybody yet. So I'm going to throw that question out to see if anybody's got an answer. And by the time we have another one of these go-arounds, maybe we'll have an answer.
Maybe we'll, yeah, maybe we will, because right now it's above my pay grade.
Mine too. Mine
so,
too.
But a little bit of pain right now is going to get us a lot of gain later down the road.
Oh, it'll
and
be.
We've got another year of this when they come over here and do Detroit Street, you know, Route 68. And, you know, that's just going to be another, if you think it's a nightmare, this one. 68 when they come the outside, it's going to be worse.
It's going to be a big time.
It is, and they want to put this roundabout in, and we're going to, you know, touch base on that here real quick.
Yeah, we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But
how's that going to work when they have to move everything over to the east side of the square? So apparently Carroll Street still is going to have to be in play here to get that 68-31 traffic running through town.
You know, and along with the construction downtown, you've got all your detour signs, which they're getting better. But I'm coming last night and went to Dairy Queen. We're coming by the picture show there, and I look up, and it's got a sign that says 309 East, turn left. Well, we're on 309 going straight. So, you know, if the sign checker is not checking signs every day like he's supposed to, or her, or whoever it is, which they, to me, when they was in the heat of the battle of moving them every day, they still wouldn't read their signs, or they blow down or something like that. So I'm saying, I'm hoping, and I have mentioned this to the powers to be, that the sign checkers, his, her, whoever is in charge, pay a little more closer attention, because if you're in a semi and you come up and you see that and you turn left, well, you've done went off your road, because you come through here and we have trucks going down streets that they have no business going down, but thanks to GPS and modern technology, it tells them to go that way. So there's not much we can do about it. But just basic things like that, that, you know, it's been 2 or 3 weeks since we've been going straight through on 309.
Yeah, and if you're wanting to go east on 309, 309's open, but the sign says turn left, which would be 68, you're screwed till you're out of town. Mm-hmm. If you're in a big truck and then you're having to turn around in the Eagles parking lot or the child daycare out there, but they're not going to go that far before they decide to turn where they shouldn't be.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, there's been more truck traffic on side streets in the last 6 months than ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, there is. And it's... So maybe someday.
So perhaps talking someday about truck traffic, that takes us on down to the next subject, is the roundabout, which there was an article in the paper this week that they have changed their layout, coming from another corporation instead of the Department of Transportation, which I haven't seen a picture of it yet.
Yeah, I haven't read that article, Steve. So bring me up to speed as to, can you explain what...
The best I understand the article is 68 South will still have a small roundabout, but 31 coming both ways will be left alone, but there will be a cross street that will filter southbound traffic from 68 in on to 31, which is fine. But why don't we forget the roundabout from the bridge to Espy Street? Make sure you've got a good 3 wide lanes, which you already do on 31, so you can turn left, take your property in between the two that you've got, and make a big wide street so you can swing out on there, go over, and a nice swing on the 31, or when you swing back to go north on 68, you got plenty of room. But you need everything from the river. You need to tear everything down but the church and the bank, because you need that whole area to do whatever you're going to do to make a cross hatch for traffic. You need that much room. Now, maybe that's what they're figuring. I don't think it is, but anyway, that's my opinion. And that's pretty much an opinion. You know, there was an article in the paper by a local gentleman. I got his name wrote down, but I ain't going to say who it was, who has drove truck for many, many years. And I respect his opinion. You know, and northbound all goes on Main Street. Southbound all goes on Detroit Street. And the crossover, you make the street right here at the Armory.
What is Carroll. That?
Carroll Street. You make that one way going east to west, and then you make the southbound crossover down there south of the river. So to me, it's a no-brainer. It's pretty easy. It's pretty simple, but nobody wants anything simple. They don't like it easy.
Well, that it is the least cost.
Yes.
When you're doing that, what the city was really wanting to get away from are 90-degree turns.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what they wanted to get away from. And you're still going to have 90-degree turns if they're coming north or south and they're wanting to go on 309 or 67.
Yes, you can't.
You just can't get away from a 90-degree turn. So what's one more block of a 90-degree turn?
You know, if you really want to make a nice roundabout in this town, now I'm going to stir some feathers right here.
You wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that, no. Would I? But if you want to make a roundabout, we have got the prettiest roundabout in the world sitting right here on the square. And you just make this whole square one way. And that's going to piss some people off on 309 because coming west, you're going to have to go around the roundabout. But there's a town called Medina that looks just like Kenton, Ohio, with a courthouse, and they are all one way. And that's exactly what they do, is they got a roundabout around the square. And it's a no-brainer. You gain an extra lane because you got nobody going the other way, so you're 3 and 4 lanes wide, you still have parking. And so you got plenty of room to swing your trucks and turn. So it's
do away with parking on the courthouse side. You're going to do away with parking somewhere.
Yeah, probably. But you could take an angle park like they did back in the 60s when we were growing up. That's telling us our age. But anyway, you could angle park. But that's, if you go to Medina and look, that's what they've got, is angle parking out along the outside all the way around. Don't do it like Finley did, because they killed more spots than they kept by putting the build outs, kind of like they did down here on the other side of Wendy's. So,
you know, I kind of like that idea. I mean, I really kind of do. It just sort of resonates. Why?
It don't cost you a damn thing to do.
Just, and I know the city hates traffic lights because they're expensive. I mean,
to put
the lights in and the posts. I mean, good gracious, those posts to hold those lights are obscenely expensive.
But take your money on your roundabout down there and spend it right here on the square. Program your, put your whole new light system in. Program it so it all is coordinated, so everybody keeps it moving. You've got, you know, like I said, the only people that's going to be pissed is coming westbound on 309, because you're going to have to go around the square to get over there. But there at the Elks, you can take that street and one way it north for one block and take traffic away from having to turn there on the square. So this thing, you sit down and do a little doodling on a piece of paper, may not be as far out as what you think. But you're not out anything if you try it for a year. You can put it right back the way it is because you didn't change anything, you know? So when they get done doing all the streets and they're getting to put sidewalks and everything back in and start to put their new lines down, that's when you want to have this layout done and ready to go. So, you know, it's just a...
You know, that's an idea that it needed to be floated.
Yeah. I mean, it's cost nothing other than what you're already going to spend, and not cost that much. So, But and you've got a nice looking downtown. We'll have when they're done. So plus we can go back and cruise around the square, but we can only go one way. But you're going to have 4-lane wide on every side, so you can actually have a truck lane and a lane for cars and pickups. So it's not all that hard, and so I'd be more than happy to sit down with the powers to be and do a little doodling on it someday. So that's just my wild idea.
Well, I'd
like to have some comments on it.
Crazier things have been said and done throughout the years. Hey, I think we might have the traffic problem solved in town. Absolutely. What else can we discuss here this morning, Steve? You've got a laundry list over there.
Well, I actually sat down while I was eating my muffin this morning and made some...
What kind of muffins you have?
I had chocolate chip muffin, I did. Pretty damn good, dude.
Was it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you got to get that sugar high, do you?
Yeah, I do. Well, my next, it was, other than going around the square, and we'd already talked about just going north on Main Street and south on Detroit Street for the...
Yeah, well, I know the person you were talking about then, and... I thought it was a great idea, but it just goes against what the city really wanted of getting rid of these hard 90-degree turns. And keeping the traffic flowing without stopping.
Yeah. Now, see, if you go one way, say, like in front of Brunson's right there, and you're going south and you want to turn left on 309. So if you got no traffic in this left lane, but it's going with you, so you got nothing coming around the corner waiting to go the other way, there's no traffic. So you got all the room in the world to make that turn now. You've got no traffic to back up, and any place you go, when you go left, you're not going to have a car sitting there or a vehicle in your road to make that turn. You got all the room in the world that way.
Well, another thing that it just I don't know what the hell they don't teach in driver's ed anymore, and it's a pet peeve of mine, and it's those big wide white lines on the road called stop bars.
Yeah,
that people have no freaking damn clue as to what they're for or where you're supposed to be at.
No.
And for everybody listening to this, they're for your front freaking bumper, not your back bumper. And not underneath your car. They're for the front bumper. That's where you need to stop. They're placed there for a reason. And if you're in front of it, then you're in the intersection. Go through it.
Yeah, totally. Because I got yelled at the other day because I was over the white line a little bit. And the guy yelled me and said, "White line's underneath you." I'm going, "Yeah, and your point?"
Yeah, well, hey, it's not like I haven't... been known to be where I'm not supposed to be on a stop bar. Maybe I didn't get stopped in time, but it's just be cognizant. We have a lot of truck traffic in town, and people know it, and it's not going to stop.
No.
Ever. Because 23 is a nightmare, and they come this way for a reason.
Yeah.
It's time.
That and... So since we're talking about that, what about the stoplights a block off the square that they're turning yellow or taking out? Certain ones is okay. Now, going down the hill toward Wednesday's, man, they pick up speed and they're getting it down through there.
Oh, yes, they are.
That's where you need some speed bumps.
They're cheaper than a traffic light now, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. You can just put a speed bump out there and it ain't gonna hurt a thing. But
that's something our listeners could weigh in on. How about some speed bumps instead of stoplights? Maybe the mayor might have an opinion on that. Just say, "I'm all in."
Well, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But you got a couple of intersections that I think still need a light or some kind of traffic. But they've got to get, and I know it's expensive, that's all I ever hear, you got to get it computerized. Then you can have your outside other lights Because you can time them.
Well, I think one block off of the square, because you need those one block off of the square.
You do, and get them. Now, okay, I got a pet peeve right here, talking about stoplights. Over by Liberty Bank, you got the light, and there's no traffic going either way other than construction. Why the hell do you have to have that light?
Why are we stopping?
Because there's no traffic going north and south. Come on, people.
Well, there's construction traffic, damn it.
Just turn it green. They can wait on the... They can just...
Well, how about yellow?
Leave it yellow. Yeah, that's fine. But you don't need a red light there. You know, come on.
I've wondered, you know, why am I stopped here, and would I get an attaboy from our local law enforcement if I just went through it? Because I agree with you.
Today I had a red light, and there was actually a dump truck that went through there. So I couldn't believe it. But then he steers all this dust up. Okay, you don't have a restaurant down there anymore, which that's another subject I can bring up in about 2 minutes. But all this dust, and you know, I know the guys on construction don't want to work in mud, but just one swipe with the water truck would kill that dust.
It would definitely help.
So, but there you sitting with an empty building, and I hated to see that fire because it was an excellent restaurant. But since the streets tore up, what the hell are they waiting on to tear it down?
You know. Yeah, but the city and county employees have lost weight since they're not smelling that smoke whenever they're out there.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Maybe it's
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Not smelling that smoke and wanting to, you know,
yeah,
snack on something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's a, you know, well, you've got everything tore up and you can't hurt nothing. Get in there and get it cleaned up. But I'm sure they're waiting on insurance, and hell, the city probably going to have to make them get a permit to tear the damn thing down. Who knows?
What do you tear what down? It's just the front facade is all
that's
left.
That's all that's left. I know.
Maybe we can, you know, put that into the part of the construction process that's already going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, the sidewalks are gone. It's just, hey, get the unloaders in and start loading it up.
That's all you got to do.
Dump trucks are already available.
Yeah.
They're there.
There's a
community project. There we go.
Oh, there's a crew south of town just chomping at the bit to go to work on that. So, yeah. But, all right, enough about uptown. Let's go south of town, and let's go to the fairgrounds.
The fairgrounds. Oh, my gosh. The fairgrounds. Can they spend the money that John Cross, God love you, that, you know, brought so much money back to our county, and how much are they getting? Half a mil?
Supposed to. Now, I know money that's coming to the golf course was promised here in the next couple of weeks to be deposited in their account from the state. Now, what's going on to fairgrounds, I don't know how that's working, whether they got a... The main problem there is the board wants to build new buildings. And the buildings that originally were laid out 2-3 months ago were a pair of big buildings, but they run across the sewer and water and electric lines, and they did not want to do that. Didn't want to dig them up and move them.
But those buildings were proposed on the north side of the machinery building where...
Those were on the north side of the livestock building. They were starting at the house right there at the fence and going parallel to the street. And they were over where the livestock was at. No. Now, the last proposal is where the machinery used to be. And that is a terrible idea. I don't care. Yeah. Throw things at me. But you don't want animals that close to other things going on.
No, you don't. But the arena is staying. The show arena is staying.
As far as I know, it's staying. Everything else is being torn down. It's gone. I mean, they're trying to do it in sections. You know, they've proposed 3 buildings. I know it was proposed 2 buildings. And I'm sitting there running figures the other day, and the 2 big buildings against 1 gigando building is saving, I can build one gigantic building for less money than I can build two big buildings. So, because you got less outside wall, and you can put posts in it, and that takes some things out of the trusses and stuff you don't need. So anyway, it's still up in the air. They're still kicking around. Nobody can make a decision. They'll draw a picture, but there's a couple of people that's got a complete layout, a big sheet that's got cutouts, and we keep moving them around. There, I let it out of the bag, didn't I? But anyway.
One gigando.
If you take gigando, now, yeah. What I'm talking gigando is, Sikisui is 80,000 square foot building. And that would be exactly what they're wanting to build, a building just like that, and put all of your livestock, all of your show arenas, and everything under one building. And if you're looking at the money standpoint, I think that's going to be the most economical. I don't know. I haven't run the numbers on that yet. But instead of building two buildings that size, not that size, but to make that size, instead of 200 wide, it'd only be 100 by 400 instead of 200 by 400. So... Your
but the show, yeah, it on. Is. I know that you smell the smoke coming out of my.
Yeah, I did. You better tie your shoes so it don't fall out.
The belts are kind of slipping here a little bit, but the show arena, it like I said, it has to stay because apparently it is on the historical register. So,
but it don't have to be used as a show arena.
It just seems. Like the thing to keep it as a show arena and
it does and
tie it into a gigando. Is that code word for something, gigando?
Yeah.
Where the hell did
I
pull
that
up?
I heard that somewhere. I don't know. I sure as hell didn't read it in school, let me tell you that.
I had a young person, I used the word druthers last night and she said, "What the hell's a druther?" I thought, well, you know.
That's the thing with propellers on.
Yeah, something like that. But, yeah, if I had my druthers, I would like to incorporate the old show arena and keep it as a show arena,
yeah.
Expand upon it at some way or another, because on the back side of the show arena is where they keep the dairy feeders?
Yeah.
Is that what's back there?
Yeah.
So it was a lean-to on it anyway.
It
so that would come
on.
Down
yeah.
anyhow. And you could probably put something back there for, you know, a back end, you know, make the show arena, get rid of those hard-ass seats and put something better in there.
But another wild idea to keep it, all right, we're going to build a big building. We'll just build right over the top of it. And put it inside, and then you don't have to worry about maintenance on it as bad.
That's true.
So,
God, man, you come up with some really good ideas. We got, you know, we've got a roundabout around the square, and it's like, shit.
If you can't,
you're impressing me, Stephen.
If you can't, well, you can go over the top of anything. You know, I've never measured to see how high it is, but. No, if you put it on the west edge of the building, it could actually be the side of it could actually just show as a front, and then the rest of it be covered with the new building. You know, I just now thought of that as we were sitting here talking.
Yeah, see what banter between us does, because my biggest concern is we keep the animals contained.
Yes,
they are not taken outside of their confinement where they're kept. To go to a show arena, wherever it may be.
Exactly.
And I've been to some fairgrounds where that has to happen. And
yeah.
I don't know how they get hogs and stuff from where they have them housed. Apparently, they're having to put up some sort of a fence and whatnot. So, yeah. And that was the beauty of our show arena and buildings now, was everything is tied together.
All right. Our sound master over here.
It is 9:51.
9:51.
When did we start?
You're about 30 minutes in.
Well, that's about how long we was going to.
Yeah, we weren't going to cure all the ills in
one sitting. No, we weren't going to cure all the problems of the world today. That's for damn sure. And we'd like to do this a couple more times. And
see what happens.
I mean, I'm sure there's going to be more things to talk about. And it don't have to be right here in Kenton or Hardin County. I mean, we can talk statewide, nationwide.
That's right.
I mean, we got an election coming up, but we're trying to stay out of politics. We don't want to talk about that because then we won't be able to say any good words.
Or religion.
Or religion, yeah, no. Politics and religion, we will totally keep out of things. Now, wrestling or something like that, we may talk about. But
I like it, wrestling.
Wrestling. So anyhow, hopefully everybody that has listened to this podcast, I hope you have learned something, and we'd like input on good, bad, in between.
Sure, and it gives us, you know, topics of conversation for, you know, the next time.
Absolutely. And
and if we pissed you off, good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's what this is all about. It's supposed to, you know, create, you know, some thought. And, you know, sometimes you have to get pissed off, but just be open to the fact that, number one, things have to change. There's always going to be change. And if you don't change, then you're stagnant and you're not growing.
You're SOL. I don't care. So, you've got to be willing to move on to new and better and greater. And I have done that all my life. Done things that my father turned over in his grave in business. But anyway, it made you better at what you were doing. So,
yeah.
Anyhow.
And if you made a mistake, you learned from it.
You learned from it.
You moved on.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
We have to change and just, you know, kind of wrap things up. You know, the county, we have to change because we've had 60 plus years of too much no.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And
we got to change. All right, Kurt. We're done.
Steve, hey.
It's been a pleasure, my man.
Till the next time.
Absolutely.
You know it.
See ya.
Later. I'm out.
I'm over and out.
All right, guys. First episode done. If you want to help name the podcast series, get a hold of Keek or Keeve. There we go. Kirk or Steve. And give your ideas to them. And then we can get an official email address set up, too, once we get the podcast name going. So, well, thanks, guys, for coming in. Let me be in your sound guy and listen in on your bright, brilliant ideas. I loved it.
Hey, thanks for being a so-so MC.
Absolutely.